Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Working through a, what is this, Thursday afternoon? Are we already into Thursday, Austin?
Yes.
Jeez, and Pete. Austin is in, looking at that traffic and weather. As I take it, not so bad, but he'll let us know about that in a couple of minutes. Big day, tap the News Radio app day. You can win tickets to the FSU Pitt game Saturday over Doak Campbell, 11 a.m. kickoff. Very exciting. It's been going on since 5 a.m. this morning. We do it every weekday during the home games for FSU. So what you do, go to the app. The registration page pops up. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner today, 5:15. On News Radio 92.3. You ready for that one, Austin?
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm very excited about that. All right, let's dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation while DOGE continues to review local expenditures. Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. No specific plan has been endorsed at this time.
Number two.
Florida Power and Light customers and watchdog groups fighting the company's latest request to raise rates. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve a nearly $10 billion rate hike over the next 4 years. The company argues the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against storms, but critics are not convinced.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates says thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. One of them would change the qualifications for receiving government-funded care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work. If they don't, they will no longer be eligible to receive those funds. The move could save the state $500 million each year. In Austin, before we go into the traffic and weather here, just like to remind everybody, Carolyn Clegg's development coordinator for Brace, Be Ready Alliance for Hurricane Storm Readiness here at Escambia County, is going to be our guest today, 4:35 this afternoon. We're going to talk about readiness, and we're also going to talk about some of the things that they have lined up with WRL Women for Responsible Legislation. They're meeting tomorrow at 10:30. Now, we go 4:15. Austin Price is in with the traffic and weather together today.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Thanks, Chris. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and a little bit on Palafox Street just north of 9 Mile. And then we also have some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Always have some afternoon congestion there. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon, heading towards Glover Lane, we do have some backups there typically, but it's looking slightly worse at this time because of an accident reported in that area. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see those highs drop significantly. Friday, mostly sunny, some clouds in the area at the times, but the high's only going to be 80 degrees, and Friday night's low is going to be 63, and there will be no rainfall chances in sight.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Oh, you're singing music to my ears there. The local military community knows their next paychecks might be delayed as the government shutdown continues. Navy Federal Credit Union is offering zero interest loans to eligible military members and federal employees affected by the shutdown. Ann Rapecki, Assistant Vice President of Digital Operations at Navy Fed, explains the qualification process.
Active duty military members, reservists, federal employees, DOD civils, who have their direct deposit with us and are paid directly by the government. So we need to be able to see that their direct deposit is coming in from one of the affected government agencies.
Okay, the next federal paycheck, by the way, is distributed on October 15th. You'll find more information about this program at Navy Federal's website, NavyFed.org, under the personal tab.
Yeah, Mark, another one for Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. A Harvey's Furniture box truck got stuck under the trestle yesterday afternoon. The city had reportedly been working on a warning device to deter trucks from attempting to drive underneath, but the project is temporarily on hold as they wait for work on another nearby project to begin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, as we talk about the Palisades fire, I noticed a lot of national reporters are refusing to give out the suspect's name. They're totally disregarding this. Let me just tell you, we'll just say the man accused of starting the Palisades fire is in custody here in Florida and has appeared before a judge who has ordered him to remain in jail. His preliminary hearing has been pushed to next week. Jessica Rosenthal, all over the report for you on News Radio 92.3.
Jonathan Rinderknecht of Melbourne, Florida, is accused of starting the fire on January 1st in a hillside. It smoldered underground until high winds a week later fanned the flames that became the Palisades fire. Southern California U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said he's charged with the destruction of property using fire, though additional charges could be filed as 12 people were killed. He said the digital evidence was revealing.
And you could see some of his thought process in the months leading up, where he was generating some really concerning images up on ChatGPT, which appears to show a dystopian city being burnt down.
Rinderknecht called 911 to report the fire, then returned to watch the flames. Prosecutors say his family reported concerns about Rinderknecht's mental state as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
St. Petersburg City Council members expected to consider new flags honoring LGBT pride and Black history. Council member Gina Driscoll proposing two alternate designs called the Harmony and History flags, created by a local artist. The flags would fly during specific times of the year, and Driscoll says the aim is to reflect the city's values of inclusion and historical awareness. The proposal comes after street murals tied to social causes were removed by the state. The council is set to vote at today's meeting.
Talking about upcoming proposals, Senator Don Gates has revived a proposal that would make changes to the Florida Public Service Commission, including expanding the utility regulatory panel from 5 to 7 members. This week, Gates filed Senate Bill 126 for consideration during the 2026 legislative session, getting underway in January 2026.
And a Florida State University freshman linebacker who was shot and nearly died back in August has been released from a Tallahassee hospital. The school says 18-year-old Ethan Pritchard is alert, responsive, and able to communicate. The university says Pritchard is being sent to a rehab facility in Jacksonville. 4 people facing charges after he was shot in the head outside a Gadsden County apartment on August 31st.
This story is getting a lot of traction across the state. A missing Florida woman was found safe thanks to a dog. Lisa LaSera has more.
The woman's husband reported her missing September 25th after she didn't return home from her walk in her neighborhood in Destin. The deputy drove around the neighborhood, then spotted Eeyore in the middle of the road, leading her to where the woman had fallen.
The lady had injured her leg. We got EMS there. They were able to render aid, and we were able to take the dog, obviously, back to the homeowner.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden, who says the woman was surprised the dog led police to her, saying he's not even her dog. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, along with some hard-hitting national headlines, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon, right here in Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23 News Radio 92.3. President Trump has promised to visit Israel after it signed an agreement with Hamas to release all hostages and prisoners amid negotiations in the war in Gaza. Edward Lawrence has the details from the White House.
He says he's going to be there on Sunday, and he wants to be there, he says, for the Monday, Tuesday, when hostages will be released. The president is saying he has secured the release of all the hostages. He says that this agreement between Hamas and Israel is going to be a binding one, and he is flying out this weekend from the White House in a last-minute trip that obviously was not on his schedule until this had come up. Now, the president believing that he was able to make this deal because he got a coalition of Muslim countries, Islamic countries, together behind him before he then went to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and talked to him about signing on to this deal. Once he had that enormous support.
Okay, 4:24 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Stocks not so good, ending down. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
The major average is ending lower after record runs on valuation worries and gold pulling back following a sharp rally in recent weeks. Tech stocks were mixed today. However, shares of NVIDIA rose nearly 2% on reports that the U.S. approved several billion dollars worth of NVIDIA chip exports to the United Arab Emirates. Airline stocks taking off after Delta posted stronger than forecast quarterly results and said it was aiming for a record holiday season. Its stock rose 3.5%. The Dow winners, Salesforce, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Boeing, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 243 points, the NASDAQ lower by 19, S&P 500 lower by 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
4:25, Austin Price has a smile on his face, so the weather and traffic shouldn't be so bad today.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. I'm a happy camper over here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90. Traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, there is an accident reported in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road, or we did if you were traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And I mentioned 9 Mile because, my goodness, just west of I-10. If you are traveling in either the east or westbound lanes, there are multiple accident reports in that area near Navy Federal Credit Union. Very heavy congestion going both ways there. So that is easily our biggest issue. Last but not least, we've got some problems on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Rainfall chances, not for the next several days. Heading into your weekend, tomorrow's high only 80 degrees.
Okay, I probably... I take it that there's not a lot of happy campers driving those cars in those accidents.
Not on 9 Mile.
Okay, East Coast, bad weather heading your way this weekend. A northeaster is really, if you have plans, maybe heading up the East Coast. Let's just kind of geographically put it out there for you. South Carolina northward, all the way up the East Coast there, you could see some really rotten weather. Bane Froney is in from the Weather Channel.
South Carolina dealing with rough surf, intense wind gusts and rain throughout the morning hours. We're still watching for that cold front that's continuing to trek on through, bringing much cooler conditions, but the gloomy and rough conditions when it comes to that surf will be continuing for the next couple of days. We still have king tides impacting the coastal regions of South Carolina, and this means that the high tide is even higher than normal, which is causing coastal flooding. This is going to continue into the end of the week, but we're also watching for a low pressure system that's forming just off the coast. That'll eventually start to trek up towards the north, which is that nor'easter we've been watching, expecting that to be impacting the eastern portions of the United States as we move through the weekend. In Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, I'm Fox Weather Meteorologist Bane Froney.
Yeah, we can just frame that story as stay away from the East Coast this weekend.
Right. Simple
Big
as that.
Time.
Yeah, just to save yourself some trouble. And former President Obama says, we should all be encouraged and relieved about the newly brokered peace deal between Israel and Hamas. The former president shared a post on X noting that now begins the hard task of rebuilding Gaza and committing to a process that can achieve a lasting peace. Obama's comments followed Trump's Wednesday announcement of the ceasefire between both sides. And while Obama did address the importance of having an end to the conflict within sight, his post did not mention Trump.
Okay, an appeals court heard arguments today in a case concerning President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Kristen Goodwin has more for you.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether to lift a lower court's order temporarily blocking the deployment of the National Guard to Portland. President Trump deploying the Oregon National Guard, a judge temporarily blocking the move. The president then threatened to send National Guard members from California, but the judge expanded the order to block that too. The Trump administration argues the troops are necessary to protect immigration enforcement officers, while Oregon's Democratic Governor Tina Kotek says there is no threat to national security in Portland. Arguments in court seem to focus on recent protests in Portland. The court not sharing details on when it will issue a ruling, but did discuss the emergency nature of the government's appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The execution of a death row inmate in Texas whose shaken baby death case that has gained national attention has been halted. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals stopped the planned execution of Robert Roberson. This is the third time that the courts have stepped in. Roberson was convicted of a murder for the 2002 death of his daughter, but new evidence suggests that the child died of accidental and natural causes.
Residents in Gaza celebrating today the peace deal agreed to by both Israel and Hamas. Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
The war in Gaza is almost over. For the first time in months, there is hope across the Middle East. President Trump has done what so many thought was impossible. Celebrations erupted at Hostages Square in Tel Aviv overnight as Israelis processed the news that all of the remaining hostages held by Hamas will be released in the days ahead. Similar moments of joy unfolding inside Gaza as crowds of Palestinians cheered and chanted. After 2 years of war, an influx of aid and relief will make it to residents there. The Israeli cabinet is set to formally vote on the deal this evening. Once that vote passes, Israeli forces inside Gaza will have 24 hours to pull back to agreed-upon lines within the enclave.
A multi-billion dollar icebreaker deal has been signed by President Trump and the President of Finland. Trump and Alexander Stubb have agreed to a deal that allows the U.S. Coast Guard to purchase up to 4 icebreaker ships from Finland. Both leaders called the agreement a national security necessity, countering China and Russia's growing influence in the region.
Coming up, 4:35 minutes, I'll just put it, five minutes right now, we'll be talking to a real nice lady, Carolyn Cleggs. She's the development coordinator for Brace here in Escambia County. We'll talk to her about the upcoming readiness for storms and a lot more. Sports, we'll throw that in there in about 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says he plans to travel to the Middle East Sunday following a peace deal between Israel and Hamas.
Everybody, I see you celebrating in Israel, but they're celebrating in many other countries too. A lot of the Muslim and Arab countries, they're celebrating. Everybody's celebrating. Everybody loves the deal.
The president says he expects Israeli hostages, alive and deceased, to be released early next week. A nor'easter expected to impact the East Coast this weekend, with heavy rain potentially bringing coastal flooding in several states.
South Carolina dealing with rough surf, intense wind gusts and rain. We're still watching for that cold front that's continuing to trek on through.
Fox Weather is Bane Roney on the South Carolina coast. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted on mortgage fraud charges. She's accused of falsifying records to receive favorable loan terms. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Another big game for the Yankees, and it's the same old story. The bats go MIA, and the defense was absolutely horrible. Yankees fans used to be about celebrating World Series championships come October, but these days they're only able to celebrate about the Mets' misfortunes and beating an average Red Sox team in the wildcard round. And that shows how far the Yankee standard has fallen. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses, and enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking. With an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus, study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start October 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
I'm sorry, brother, I know I let you down. I'm sorry for how I up and left this town. Just listen, cause I don't ask for much. I am my own man, I make my own love.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
How can we both take sides when we know nothing's right? Open up the door that's shut.
This is Pensacola Right Now. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves is discussing property tax reform as part of an ongoing statewide conversation, while DOGE continues to review local expenditures. Reeves is considering options aimed at reducing the impact on homeowners and maintaining city revenue for essential services. No specific plan has been endorsed at this time.
Number two.
Okay, here we go. Florida Power and Light customers are watching and fighting the company's latest request to raise rates. They big rates we're talking about. Right now, a two-week hearing is underway in Tallahassee to consider the increase. The utility wants the Public Service Commission to approve a nearly, here you go, $10 billion rate hike over the next 4 years. Company argues the rate increase is needed to keep power reliable and harden the power grid against those storms, but critics just aren't so sure.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates says thousands of Floridians are reaping the benefits of Medicaid without having a job. Gates is rolling out a series of proposals designed to make the state more financially responsible. One of them would change the qualifications for receiving government-funded care. Gates is introducing a bill requiring able-bodied recipients to work, and if they don't, they'll no longer be eligible to receive the funds. The move could save the state $500 million each year.
437 News Radio 92.3 joining me this afternoon, and this is very exciting because, Austin, as you know, I am a student and I've been schooled with hurricane awareness. I hold all FEMA certifications for FEMA awareness. Let's go ahead and join Carolyn Clegg's development coordinator with Brace. Carolyn, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very well, sir. How about yourself?
You know, I'm always doing really well when I look at the weather charts from the National Hurricane Center that they send me, and there's nothing in the Gulf of America to talk about.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm really happy about this afternoon. I know they keep talking about this tropical storm Jerry out there in the Atlantic, but that thing is so far out. No worries for us here on the Gulf Coast. So, Brace, I mean, you guys have what a track record in terms of helping our local community. In a nutshell, 30-second elevator speech here, Carolyn. I'm not going to put you on the spot. What's Brace do?
Well, BRACE stands for Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies. And what we do is we educate the community about how to be better prepared for natural disasters.
You know, and the numbers are pretty staggering when you look at just exactly what you guys have done in the neighbors. I got to tell you, Eric Gilmore over at Escambia County, he was my FEMA teacher originally before he took the lead role over there. He was my instructor. Okay. So he's the guy that taught me well. But yeah, when it comes to storms and all, of course, News Radio 92.3, we're all over these because we live and breathe and eat, making sure our community is safe. And Brace does that. The numbers we're talking about, I know, what is like something like 80,000 hours of community service that you guys put in with that organization?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our volunteers make up Brace, and we do all sorts of things for the community. Everything from supporting during disasters to doing community events and supporting our firefighters and local events like the Pensacola Air Show. You know, crazy, crazy numbers. Great people doing great things for a great community.
And we're speaking to Carolyn Cleggs this afternoon from Brace. And Carolyn, somebody's listening to us this afternoon, and they're saying, you know what? I want to help these guys out. How can somebody volunteer?
Well, they can just go to our website, BeReadyAlliance.org, and we have a link there that says, I want to volunteer. And we can use CERT volunteers, Community Emergency Response Team is what those are. They help our community. We also have Fire Corps volunteers that help the city of Pensacola firefighters after an extended blaze. And then we also have just plain old ordinary office volunteers that everybody can use.
Carolyn, I know a big day for you and the Women for Responsible Legislation. In other words, we call them WRL ladies. Big public meeting tomorrow, 10:30. Go over.
Yes.
It's at the library on Spring Street. What's going to be the topic of discussion tomorrow?
Well, that's we're doing the ESCA Ready class, and that's a disaster preparedness workshop that helps residents prepare for all kinds of emergencies, and we give them specific information about how to prepare, you know, what to put in your go bag, how to keep your family safe, how to prepare your home, how to make sure that you don't have excess damages from things outside your home, how to protect your pertinent information, and most importantly, or one of the most important things anyway, is how to tell if a contractor's on the up and up.
Yeah, that's important, really important, because I know when I first moved here to Pensacola in 05, you guys had gone through Ivan in 04, and then I had just gone through Katrina in New Orleans in 05, moving here, and I was a victim of bad contractors doing the job promised, not well done. And so do you look out for people in this case as well?
The way that we look out for them is to train them. Okay. We can say, this is what a good contractor will do. And if they do the other thing, that's a red flag. You don't want to do it. We also tell them how to look at a contractor's license and see that it's valid. You know, a business license is not the same thing as a contractor's license.
Right.
And we give them numbers to call if they're not sure if somebody is on the up and up or not, if they're even licensed.
Carolyn Cleggs, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. If somebody wants to get in touch with Brace, volunteer, or need information, anything like that, how can they do so?
They can call 850-739-3981, 850-739-3981, and that is our main number, and then you'll get our community emergency response team. You'll also get me. I help schedule classes. And we also have a team cert program, by the way. And last year alone, we trained 792 students on disaster preparedness.
Boy, I'd like to talk to some of those students one day. Maybe you and I can get them on the air with us. How about that?
Sounds like a deal.
Okay.
Let me know.
Carolyn Cleggs, Development Coordinator for Brace, thank you for your time today. And we will see you tomorrow at the WRL meeting at the Public Library on Spring Street, getting underway at 10:30. This is News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth. 8-1 Philadelphia.
On TBS, what a night for this year's National League home run champion.
Dodgers starters have been a major story. Uh-oh, Schwarber gonna send one way out of here. How far will it fly? My goodness. Kyle Schwarber with a tape measure shot up on top of the pavilion and right. That is one of the biggest bombs you will ever see.
No exaggeration. On TBS, only the third home run ever that flew over the right field pavilion at Dodger Stadium. First time since 1973 when Willie Stargell did it for a second time. The Phillies scored 5 runs in the 8th inning. 4 runs charged to Clayton Kershaw, who allowed 6 of the Phillies' 12 hits in his first playoff appearance as a reliever in 6 years. Tonight, Game 4, Dodgers lead the Phillies 2-1 and can move into the National League Championship Series with a victory. If Philadelphia wins, there would be a deciding Game 5 in Philly Saturday night. The other National League Division Series, the Cubs avoided getting swept by the Brewers. The Cubs won yesterday at Wrigley Field 4-3. It's another must-win for the Cubbies tonight at Wrigley just after 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's all over for the New York Yankees, eliminated last night at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 of the ALDS by the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. For the first time in 9 years, the Blue Jays are in the American League Championship Series. Toronto beat the Yankees 3-1 and awaits the winner of the Tigers-Mariners Series. Detroit came back from 3-0 down yesterday at home to beat Seattle 9-3 and even the best-of-five series 2 games apiece. Deciding Game 5 is in Seattle tomorrow. The WNBA season on the brink of conclusion. The Las Vegas Aces took a 3-0 lead on the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA Finals with a 90-88 win last night. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is definitely in with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. Looking on I-10, got some backups if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got heavy congestion traveling both east and westbound on 9 Mile Road. This is as you're passing Navy Federal Credit Union. Do have some very severe backups because of an accident reported in that area. So try to avoid that vicinity if at all possible. Last major spots going to be Highway 90 traveling traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow and heading into your weekend, we're going to see the highs drop a good deal and the rain be completely out of the equation.
Well, you know, talking about that, you may need to bring an umbrella with you today in certain parts of the country. Explained by Janice Dean. She's in with the Fox Weather Forecast.
Heavy rain across the southwest is going to be a big story into the weekend as tropical moisture from the remnants of Priscilla from the Pacific will stream northward and bring rain for several days over areas that are not used to this much water in such a short period of time. Meanwhile, coastal flooding, high surf, and dangerous rip currents will be the story for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic as an area of low pressure forms and moves up the coast through the weekend. Cooler temperatures for the eastern U.S. before another warm-up moves in on Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
New York City is filing a lawsuit against top social media platforms accusing them of harming children's mental health and getting them addicted. Is this something new? Have we missed this, Austin? I think we've talked about this before. Madison Allworth going to talk about it some more. She has the details for us.
This 327-page complaint filed seeks damages from Meta, a.k.a. Facebook and Instagram, Google, a.k.a. YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok. It's saying that they're designing their platforms to exploit the psychology and neuropsychology of youth to make a profit, saying this exploitation of children has become central to defendants' profitability. Now, New York City joins other governments, school districts, and individuals pursuing similar lawsuits that are now all being put together in federal court. The complaint says that over 77% of New York City high school students admit to spending at least 3 hours a day on some sort of screen. It's contributing to sleep loss and to chronic school absences.
And speaking of the youngins, researchers say rectal bleeding can be a clear sign of colon cancer in younger adults. In their study, researchers looked at hundreds of patients younger than 50 who underwent a colonoscopy between 2021 and 2023 and found 43% were diagnosed with early colon cancer. The study shows 7 out of 10 of the patients that were diagnosed had no family history of the cancer either. Senior researcher Dr. Sandra Kavalukas says if a person is below the screening age with rectal bleeding, that person should consider a colonoscopy.
448, News Radio 92.3. Companies are moving to eliminate synthetic flavors and dyes. This is after actions by the Trump administration earlier this year. PepsiCo CEO Ramon Laguarta gives the reason why the new line of snacks will be called Naked.
A new range of Doritos and Cheetos that will have your favorite nacho cheese and Cheetos crunchy with no colors at all.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing discussions today on the dangers of online data and how it creates a real problem for the military and the U.S. national security. With more, here's Kevin Urensky.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin noted how the internet has changed the approach to military issues.
The future of warfare may not be tanks and airframes, but really data and who controls that data.
Witnesses testified that the country's enemies no longer have to search very hard for that data. Justin Sherman is a cybersecurity expert.
We are unfortunately significantly behind when it comes to recognizing the threats these pose to the United States.
He added,
foreign adversaries such as China and Russia are readily investing to be able to exploit these vulnerabilities.
Senator Slotkin said that includes individuals' personal data, even if they're not in the military. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Google's Gemini Enterprise and Gemini Business subscriptions will package an existing agent development tool for non-technical workers. They'll offer governmental features and new agents for specific functions. Allegedly, big companies are more likely to be exploring or testing AI agents than deploying them at scale. Wind farm operator Ørsted announcing today that it's planning to reduce its workforce by a quarter. The Trump administration ordering Ørsted to stop construction on a wind project this summer, which was already 80% complete and set to power more than 350,000 homes off the coast of Rhode Island. A U.S. court overturned that order last month. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow tumbling more than 240 points. The S&P 500 and tech-heavy NASDAQ both off slightly. Crude oil futures for November down more than 1.5% to under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The government opens an investigation into possible safety violations involving almost 3 million Tesla vehicles. This is disturbing. Jeff Manasso has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration citing 58 reports, including 14 crashes and 23 injuries, of Tesla vehicles equipped with full self-driving blowing red lights. The agency launching a probe into 2.9 million Teslas, saying FSD, an assistance system that requires drivers to pay attention and intervene if needed, has induced vehicle behavior that violated traffic safety laws. Tesla issued a software update of FSD this week. The investigation, a preliminary evaluation, the first step before the agency could seek a recall if it believes vehicles pose an unreasonable risk to safety. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Renewable energy provides more of the world's electricity than coal for the first time. That's according to a new report from think tank Ember, which found renewable energy accounts for just over 34% of global consumption. Coal fell to just over 33%. The report said nations like India and China are leading the switch, while the U.S. and European Union are increasing their use of coal.
Okay, Americans are once again, get this one, searching for gold in California. Hey, there's gold in those hills. Remember that? Back in the 1800s.
Yeah,
go
the gold
west,
rush.
Young man. Go west.
The 49ers. I got you.
There you go. Max Gordon has more from Jamestown.
With the price of gold hitting $4,000 an ounce, some are heading to California's Sierra foothills to try their luck. California Gold Panning brings tours to their claim along Wood Creek in Jamestown, California, where people can pan for gold for a fee. We talked to Garth Tidwell, who brought his family from Kentucky to pan for gold.
It wouldn't have mattered what the price was. but it sure doesn't hurt.
The folks at California Gold Panning say that the high price of gold has led to an increase in interest in coming up to gold country to pan, but it's also been a double-edged sword. They've had to fend off trespassers looking to steal gold and tools from their claim. In Jamestown, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
4:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, along with some pop culture notes and more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and her. Your rolled up sleeves in your skull t-shirt. You say, why did you do with him today? And sniff me out like I was 10.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio. Let's go on. Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yeah, Austin is in. Taking a serious and defining look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. Very serious.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And yes, Chris, I would say that was a fitting lead-in because there is a lot going on. Most notably, 9 Mile Road. This is going to be near Navy Federal Credit Union, just west of I-10, traveling in both directions. We've got very heavy congestion at this time because of some accident reports in that area, so try to avoid that vicinity if you can. Also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and some backups lingering on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. There was an accident reported there earlier as well. When it comes to your weather, 89 degrees, low of 65 tonight. And of course, over the past couple days, we've had slight rainfall chances here and there. But over the next few days, starting tomorrow, those are going to be out of the equation. And tomorrow's high, only 80 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The largest pop culture convention on the East Coast gets underway today in NYC. Tanya J. Powers is on News Radio 92.3.
More than 200,000 people are expected to converge at this year's New York Comic Con, attending panels, meeting artists and writers, and showing off their best cosplay outfits. Celebrities scheduled to make appearances include Sigourney Weaver, reuniting with some of her co-stars from Alien and Ghostbusters, as well as X-Men star James McAvoy, The Matrix's Lawrence Fishburne, and Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin. Some of the panels will be live-streamed on Comic-Con's YouTube channel as well as its social media platforms. New York Comic-Con runs through Sunday. At the Javits Center in New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And an Ohio Police Department defending officers' use of pepper spray on high school football players after a recent game. Massillon had just defeated the team from Cardinal Ritter College Prep in St. Louis last Friday when physical altercations began occurring during postgame handshakes. The Massillon Police Department says they used pepper spray only after members of the Cardinal Ritter team refused orders to leave the field. Wasn't there a similar controversy between Ohio State and Michigan after a game?
I think there was.
And actually, was that not also in Ohio?
I think it was, actually.
I'm noticing a trend here.
Okay, let's talk about week 6 of the NFL season. Kicking off at MetLife Stadium tonight, New Jersey. Joe Morgan has the preview.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is hoping to be more involved in the offense tonight as he makes his return to the Meadowlands for the second time. Barkley's Eagles and his former team, the Giants, kick off at 8:15 Eastern on Thursday Night Football, with Philadelphia coming off its first loss of the season. Against the Broncos, Barkley had just 6 carries for 30 yards, both season lows. New York enters the game at 1-4 and with one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL, allowing 140 yards per game. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will look to bounce back after throwing 2 interceptions and losing a fumble in a loss to the previously winless Saints. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we always like the wacky, weird stuff.
Why does he have to say the winless Saints and push that in?
Yeah, you're like, why does he have to go there? Well, I mean, hey, the Saints, they did get that win over the Giants, so that's something.
That is something.
We always like the wacky and weird headlines. Well, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're listening to us, first of all, we appreciate it. Second of all, look out for a bovine. There's a cow on the loose causing traffic backups. State police in Butler County say the bovine somehow got onto I-79, causing big delays in both directions. This actually happened yesterday, but no details on where the cow came from or how it escaped have been released.
Okay, we're going to advance a story. You might have heard us talking about it on Wednesday on Gene Simmons. He had that car accident on PCH Pacific Coast Highway. He was hospitalized after that crash. Michelle Polino has an update this afternoon.
KISS bassist Gene Simmons is recovering after a car crash in Malibu on Tuesday. Simmons' Lincoln Navigator hit a parked car on Pacific Coast Highway around 1 p.m. He told deputies he may have fainted or passed out before the crash. His wife, Shannon Tweed, said he's recovering at home, and a KISS rep confirmed he's already back to work. Simmons reassured fans on X, writing, "I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens. All is well." KISS is set to reunite next month for the KISS Cruise Landlocked in Vegas event at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, their first performance together since wrapping their end of the road tour in 2023.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.